verse of salutation composed by Nagarjuna. These verses verses in the center. So there is no need for us to say this stanza for this refuge and bodhicitta, because that is primarily for correcting or creating a proper motivation. So since that the kind of prayer that you have always said is primarily meant for that, so there is no need for the additional saying of this sanction from us, or this stanza which I normally use for creating this environment or this ambience of the bodhicitta and refuge. So when it so probably so here in the Chinese transliteration, so here it says, may the three types of hindrances and all afflictive emotions be dispelled. So here it is actually telling the essence of Buddhism, Buddhist teachings, eradicating, dispelling all afflictive emotions. And then it says, may we be able to engage, always engage in the ways of life of a bodhisattva from life to life. So here actually it deals with revealing the teachings of the bodhisattvas. On top of desiring to eliminate one's own afflictive emotions, and you also desire to eliminate afflictive emotions that are present in others, in all other sentient beings, and especially through by way of eliminating the obstruction to perfect knowledge or obstruction to omniscience. So this is the kind of, in fact, this very stanza that you are saying, that comprises the essence of the entire Buddhism in terms of the renunciation and in terms of the bodhicitta, the desire to work for the welfare of other sentient beings by actually eliminating, actually eradicating. By working for to eradicate all the obstructions, all the delusions other sentient beings are in possession of. And secondly, this is my way of approach, so I constantly tell to the Japanese translators and the Chinese translators, the Chinese practitioners and the Japanese practitioners. Because in your tradition, you already have the Buddhist teachings in complete form. But meanwhile, actually you are facing problem with lacking learned people as to explain all these, the complete form of Buddhism that you already have. So as such, looking at from that light, we see that the kind of Buddhism or the kind of presentation that we find in the Tibetan tradition is could be more efficient in actually letting what you already have to be more evident or more beneficial. So instead of rather trying to get everything from Tibetans and forgetting about your own tradition, rather than that, I very much kind of appreciate if you try to explore into your own tradition by using the key of the Buddhist teachings that you learned from Tibetan. So although it should be good that you say that stanza of the refutation bodhicitta that we have in Tibetan into Chinese, and then say it, although that's good, and then when you say, but rather than that, if you really try to say whatever you have already in your own tradition, and then accompanying that in a form of song, it is so if somebody else would listen to it from distance, they would think that there's a great singer. A great singer has come here.
It's who?
So when you say prayers, so when you say prayers, you make sure that you actually reflect on the quantum matter of this very whatever words that you use for saying the prayers. So that is the most important part, reflect on the meaning. So actually we are in the 21st century where the material progress is enormous. And likewise, the improvement in technology and also science, the scientific education. So they have really reached a very high level of in terms of standard. But the 20th century, if you reflect well, the 20th century had been the century of the greatest, almost like the greatest bloodshed, the century of bloodshed. And then through starting with the 21st century, this very bloodshed kind of event continues. And then we also could see that now a new thing is happening, that is, an even an individual person can cause about big, unthinkable destruction to the world. So all these problems, I don't suppose that they are because of the lacking the intellectual learnings, nor because of the material things. From Buddhist perspective, they are all because of the disturbed state of the mind. So it is because of this that we make the prayers, that may all the pains, may all the poisons of the three afflictive emotions be subsided. Similarly, on this planet, while there are tremendous progress going on, but we still find some areas of people facing incredibly a great problem. So there is the problem of the gap of richness and rich and poor. So even in China also, this is quite prevalent, a gap between rich and poor. And it seems that this kind of problem is less prevalent in Taiwan. And so likewise, we also see the same kind of problem in Russia and also in India. I think that the gap between rich and poor is less in Taiwan. So this the poorest section of the world. So we find that if there is no one helping them, it's really disappointing and sad thing. And also, if you imagine how the bird species and the pigs and so forth, so they are being killed. So just imagine the number of these being killed. And people don't have the feeling of the fish to be as if like sentient. And because of this, there is a destruction to the environment. So then these problems, they are rooted because of the human beings lacking the sense of altruism, sense of compassion towards other beings. So this is only relating to this. So for example, if the human beings, they become more compassionate and more warm-hearted, so there would be a more harmony, greater harmony among the sentient beings, and also that the billions and trillions of animals being killed by the human beings, they would also get reduced in terms of number. So that is what is saying in relation to this last line. May we be able to always engage in the ways of life of Bodhisattva from life to life. So it is because of this that when we say, may the three types of afflictive emotions be dispelled, and may we be able to engage in the ways of our life of Bodhisattva, so that on top of having correlation or benefit in the long term, in the later lives, also it has direct link or impact in this life as well. And on one hand, all the human beings on this earth, they are same in terms of being desirous of happiness and averse to suffering. So if somebody can really acquire or fulfill the wishes to acquire the happiness and to shun suffering only through material progress, then the affluent families, affluent people, they should have already acquired or fulfilled their wishes by now. But still, we see those affluent families having greater power, having more money, and so forth. We see that those people, they are more arrogant, more jealous, and then they are more suspicious of other things. And then the less affluent or the poorer section of the world, so although they are in possession of these three types of poisonous afflictive emotions, and yet the sense of arrogance, sense of competitiveness, and a sense of jealousy, they seem to be less in terms of degree with these people. So then how about making the prayer that all sentient beings be very poor, much poorer, because they would have less amount of negative emotions. But that as well is quite foolish if you pray that way. So what should we do then? So this means it's always better to be that all sentient beings be affluent or be rich. So as said earlier, so those people who are rich and yet feeling the problem of unhappiness, they are all because of the mentally disturbed state. They are all because of the being under the domination of the deluded state of the minds. So as such, if such person can bring about richness in in terms of the mind, make the mind very rich, so indeed then he or she can have a very happy and prosperous life. So it is because of this that this process or this phenomena of happiness is not something very much dependent on the external material progress, but rather it has to be done, it has direct link with the internal transformation, internal discipline. So these virtues or the positive way of thinking has direct link or connection with the physical sound health and proper or very good in terms of environment and also the society and all these things. So this proper healthy thinking or virtuous thinking or attitude has direct link with all the other things, has connection with everything else. So that is what is discovered out of the recent or the scientific findings research.